Today's Scene Setter is brought to you by your community Whole Foods Market. With 50 sacks so far this season, Whole Foods Market has donated 500 cases of their 365 products to the Greater Boston Food Bank to sack hunger in New England. Thank you, Whole Foods Market. Mark Bertrand with Chris Gasper, now joined by the voice of the Patriots, Bob Sosi, and color analyst Scott Zolak inside the booth here at U.S. Bank Stadium ahead of Super Bowl 52. Gentlemen, we're here.
Yeah, with no delay. This is nice.
It's nice to be able to see you and interact.
You know who's talking to who. This is great.
Very nice.
Wow,
very
Jim Louthy even wore a sport coat.
He looks good.
What day is this?
Looks good.
We're finally here.
Any last minute thoughts?
Yeah, walking around down there, the Patriots coaching staff, of all who's usually a tight knit, doesn't really show any emotion type group. Pretty excited for this one. Loose as a goose. Enjoying it. Players going through the warm-ups down there, and I noticed this from the Philly players coming out, and they're pretty in awe of the stadium with their still with their cell phones in hand, filming things, which is a little awkward for a pregame warm-up.
That is interesting.
A little different.
Yeah, and it's...
I mean, it wasn't long, but a lot of them coming out, because it's different when you do it on picture day, because now you got game day feel.
Right, or media night, or stuff like that.
Yeah, who's ready to play, who's not? Should be maybe a little telling in that first quarter. We'll see. I think Patriots are coming out fast, guys.
Yeah, I think operating with urgency is a big point of emphasis for not just the Patriots, but both of these teams coming out of the gate.
Right.
Yeah, without question. And I think for Foles, especially in Philadelphia, you want to maintain the role he's been on for so for Doug Peterson, he's got to get him into a rhythm immediately in this game. And, of course, the Patriots, they want to change history, having not scored in the first quarter with Brady and Belichick, and get out in front of this Eagles team.
Belichick talked about that a lot this week, and nobody really talked about Bill talking about Eagles really haven't trailed. They play from out in front. So he's kind of telling you, we're going to attack. I think Patriots come out maybe a little no huddle in this game if they get a good plan first down. Everything's predicated on what's the yardage you pick up on first down. If you're going second and 10, now they're going to lay your ears back. That doesn't do you any good. Keeping your defense tired out there because you're not going to have the ball that long.
How did the Patriots handle the week of preparation, in your opinion?
I talked to Bill a little bit about this off the interview. He said, you know what? People made fun of the mall, Nat. He said, the mall closes at 10, and we're kind of sequestered at a point. By the end of the day, I had no problem letting them go walk around. You let them do that. They grab something to eat. They do some shopping. They come back. They want to kick their feet up. They know how to take care of this week. That was the most impressive thing. Beetle, you've been out there. I mean, they just walk right by.
You and I were talking about it.
They arrived, Shake Shack.
Oh, yeah, I saw Malcolm Butler and Patrick Chung in the food court.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, my read on it was pretty good based on what you're telling me from Bill, because I said it allows players to feel like they can get away from work and the team.
Yeah.
Even though they're really not going anywhere.
Okay.
Right, the mall's gigantic. Right. It's a huge facility.
But they can go hide.
There's a lot of square footage. You can go for a walk and get lost in that place.
Right.
And they can go out and feel like they've got a little bit of freedom here this week. Go to the food court, go do some shopping, whatever it might be. And they're still, kind of at their home base. Right?
Yeah,
they didn't go far.
And I saw some guys, including coaches, with their families late in the week, in particular, up in the food court area. And the other part about it is, too, they get out a little bit. But you're so, as Zoe said, secluded from downtown St. Paul, downtown Minneapolis. And not to complain, but it's so cold out as well. And I think that discourages people from wandering.
That's another thing.
And
it would discourage me from ever
Absolutely.
Leaving my house
right.
if I lived here.
So you couldn't wait to really – I guess they did practice. And I guess the Vikings facility was outstanding, Bill said. Just a perfect professional work environment for us. They quickly got out of there and gave them control of the whole thing. And he really liked that. It's a 100-yard facility. It was warm.
Right.
They did what they got done what they had to do this week.
And they were having team meetings in the team hotel quite a bit this week. So you got meetings in your hotel, walkthroughs in your hotel.
Whole hotel was on lockdown.
You're eating and sleeping in your hotel. You've also got your media availability in the same building in the hotel.
Usually you have to bus to that. That's
You've got your, there's a team family party that happens on Thursday night every year.
Yeah.
That was held under the roof of the Mall of America. They did not leave that building.
Walk
there was a
yards,
lot
they're
under
there.
The same roof for them. They didn't go far.
Yeah.
So maybe that helped despite everyone making fun of the fact that the Super Bowl the week was held at a mall.
Well, and I think it's important, too, because often you hear about the experience versus the inexperience in the game, but it may be more relevant in some ways before the game. So you don't burn yourself out early in the week, middle of the week, with the energy and the attention that is devoted with the media availabilities all week long and enjoying the spectacle of the Super Bowl experience. for the Patriots, I think they had a good idea coming in, what they had to do all week long to prepare, but even better, the setting itself lending to that.
All right, guys, we'll have a great call of the game.
Yes, sir.
Bob, just know, don't be nervous. This call will only be on every DVD and commercial.
Back end of a dinosaur.
Until the end
don't
of time.
Screw it up.
I've already seen the NFL Films people ducking in here. They're making sure, they're making sure they're all hooked up
making
for the call.
Making sure they're rolling on Sosie for tonight.
They ducked in a couple of times to make sure they get the call.
Don't step on
Sosie. All right, guys, great to do this one final time. And
hey, guys, been great all year.
Final day.
All right, thanks.
Game, that is. Good
job, guys.
Have a great call, gentlemen.
Thanks, Chris.
Bob Sosie and Scott Zolak with us as we set the scene here for Minneapolis. Coming up next, Scott will talk with Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. It's Coffee with the Coach, and it's next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network.